Welcome to The Stylist Diaries. The Stylist Diaries is your source for hair, beauty, branding, and everything in between. I'm your host, Heather Decline, a licensed hairstylist and makeup artist in Calgary, Alberta, with a passion for sharing stories and collaboration. Now, let's take a look inside The Stylist Diaries. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Stylist Diaries podcast. I am your host, Heather Decline. You can find me on Instagram at HeyHeatherDK. And today we are talking about copycats. So I'm actually really nervous to be doing an episode on this, but I've had a lot of conversations lately about copying. And I think that as a creative and as a business person and as an entrepreneur, as a hairstylist, it's definitely something worth talking about. So the question is copying allowed and where do we draw the line? And I want to get into the conversation today. This episode is sponsored by RoselleStudio.ca. Roselle Studio is an online store selling hair products, supplies, and locally made goods from YYC. Roselle Studio is your online one-stop hair product destination. For a limited time only, Stylist Diaries podcast listeners can take 10% off their order when they use the code TSDPODCAST, all capitals, at checkout. That's TSDPODCAST, all capitals. We offer free curbside pickup in YYC, as well as a $15 flat rate shipping in Canada. Thanks for listening and happy shopping. So for me, I consider myself to be a bit of a writer. For those of you who don't know, I studied a little bit of journalism in university and college. I also wrote a lot of papers during my time in art college, and I try to keep up with my blog, as well as I've written for blogs for other salons that I've worked for in the past, and I've also done some blogging for some marketing companies too, so I kind of do the writing as a bit of a side gig. And I guess for me, the first cardinal rule of writing is do not plagiarize other people's work. And, you know, you learn this very early on when you're in high school or in university and you have to write a paper, and you can't just go on the internet and copy a paper that already exists and submit it as your own, because that's an automatic fail. You didn't do the work. So my stance on copying, I'm excited to share with you, because I think that I can see both sides of this, but I definitely do think that I have a strong opinion on copying and where to draw the line. I have had my work plagiarized. So I have had someone take my work and not put my name on it and claim it as their own. And I can tell you firsthand that that really sucks, especially when you've put time into working. And I'm talking in my case of writing. So writing takes a long time. It takes time to piece together words, make them sound right, make the grammar right, the spelling right, make sure you're not doing run-on sentences. And there's a lot of work that goes into writing good copy. So it feels actually quite shitty to have somebody take your copy that you spent so much time working on and claim it as their own. And I think in that sense that it's really disrespectful. Now, on the other hand, I can see how it is really appealing to not do the work and take somebody else's work and put your name on it, because it's a time saver, it's easier, it makes you sound more intelligent, any number of things. And so I guess in that sense, I can see why copying is tempting. I'm not saying that you can't be inspired by somebody else's work or quote somebody else's work. I've written many papers in school where I have quoted another writer, but then I make sure that I credit and I list their work in my citations, so that it's known that I'm saying, okay, I'm taking this information from this person and I'm using it in my written work, but I did not write this. I'm just talking about written word at this point. So in the world of written word, text, copy, it's pretty cut and dry. You either wrote it or you didn't. But I haven't even gotten into the complicated world of Instagram, of hairstylists, and all of that, which I really want to dive into in this episode.
Okay, so I think that Instagram really changes the game when it comes to copying because we all know how easy it is to just grab a screenshot and repost an image and not credit the person who originally posted it. And to be honest, like I'm guilty of accidentally doing this. And I'm sure many of you listening have done it as well. And then there's like maybe the more blatant side where someone takes an idea and just completely jacks it, for lack of a better word, or like it's just such a tricky fine line. I've definitely been on the other side too, where I've had someone take my photo and post it and use it on their page. And I spend a lot of time, working to make great content photos, and then they don't credit me, and it's so frustrating. Like I said, I see both sides of it. And I think as a hairstylist, it's hard because it's hard to produce original work when, our techniques are all the same. And I can definitely see how someone might interpret that someone used their idea or used their work. And then I can see how someone might blatantly use somebody's idea or somebody's work. So I think it's an interesting conversation. For you listening, I would love to know your thoughts. So please feel free to share with me at the Stylist Diaries podcast on Instagram or at Hey Heather DK. I definitely want to know your thoughts. But I am going to turn the mic over and bring in a guest here who has some interesting perspectives on copying. And she's actually not a hairstylist. So I am going to turn the mic over and welcome Carissa to the podcast. Okay, so I'm hanging out with Carissa Lawton this morning. Hi, Carissa. How are you?
Hi, Heather. Yeah, no, I'm good. Thanks.
I'm going to get you to start off just by introducing yourself and telling us a little bit about what you do.
Yeah, for sure. So my name is Carissa. I live in Calgary, and I actually work for a nonprofit called Youth Unlimited, which is an international organization. But specifically in Calgary, we run a few different programs, and I am the program director of something called Streetlight. And what we do is we run a mobile drop-in center for at-risk youth in Calgary. So we go to a few different areas in Calgary, we set up shop, and we feed them a hot meal, and then through that we create mentorship relationships and get to just hang out and hear about their lives and see how we can fit into their lives and how we can support, the things that they're going through.
That's amazing. And so it's exciting to have you on here because I know we've initially connected over Instagram, but we're going to talk today a little bit about copying. So
Yeah.
I'm intrigued to know what is your take on copying?
Yeah, I remember being in English class and learning about plagiarism, as I'm sure we all do, and saying you absolutely cannot take something and claim it as your own. Right? And I feel like, the internet has kind of shifted and changed views on that a little bit just because of how accessible information is nowadays and how many people are creators now too, right? Whereas it was very specific, if you're an artist, you're a creator, you're making these beautiful paintings. But now you can have all that creativity at your fingertips. And so I think I still kind of stand by the idea that, you shouldn't take somebody's work and copy, to use the word and trying to define the word, copy
Yeah,
it
it's tricky
completely and then put it out as your own, right? Like it shouldn't be a mirror for mirror of what somebody's already done. But that being said, I think one of the coolest parts about being human is taking inspiration from others, and being inspired by one another. And so I think, if you're creating something that you have been inspired by, I don't personally see a problem with that. And I'm sure there's probably people that would say otherwise, but I think that's probably my take on
Yeah, it's
it.
I think it's such an interesting conversation to have, and I'm like really happy to have it with other people who are active on social media because yeah, I think we've gone a long way from, not
from plagiarism when it comes to writing to now being on Instagram. And it's like, well, it's so easy to screen grab someone's picture and repost it and not tag them or whatever it is, right? Or it's such a blurry line. And I think that's why it's an interesting podcast conversation. I don't know if you've ever had like someone copy you or if you've interpreted it that way, but have you ever had like kind of that type of experience?
Nothing that I would see and be like, oh, that's blatantly something that's exactly like what I've done. I think I would be more likely to be the one that accidentally copied somebody else, to be honest. Like I love creativity. I love like music and drawing and being able to create on Instagram, but like, I don't know. I think I would be, I'm not super creative when it comes to thinking of like inspiration in my own ideas. I don't feel anyways. So I think I would be more likely to be like the one accidentally copying something that's pre-existing without even really thinking about it.
Totally. And I feel like it's like kind of with Instagram, like nothing's original anymore. There's so much content out there. And like, of course, that being said, like I've had people use my photos and not tag me in that. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, that's interesting. But like, I don't know, like, is the expectation that they should always credit you? Is that realistic? I don't
know. Yeah. And I mean, I feel like if you're reposting somebody's work, like typically when we do that on Instagram, it's on our stories. Right. And so I think in that way, unless that person was reposting somebody's work on their page and didn't give that person credit, I think it's pretty easy to give people credit that way, you know, because you go through somebody's stories and you can just click on that post and it takes you to that person. But I have seen on some people's, you know, Instagram stories where they've posted something, but it hasn't been from that original source. And somebody in particular that I follow, like Birds Papaya, which I'm sure everybody's heard of, she's really great at trying to find the original source. And when she does, giving credit to that person. And so I think there is, I think if we can do our due diligence and try and do that as much as possible, I think that's a really nice thing to do.
Has Instagram like really changed how we interpret copying?
Yeah, I think for some people, yes. And for some people, no.
Yeah.
I think some people would say, you know, and they would be correct. Like there's nothing new under the sun really. Right. Everything has basis in something we've taken inspiration from, whether it's a flower outside or it's somebody's work. However, I do think there's still people that are very, strict on what that looks like. And some people are less so. And so I think, one of the things is to do, you know, especially on Instagram, is if somebody does send us a DM and say, hey, you know, like that looks an awful lot like something I've done. Would you mind giving us or giving me credit? I think the best thing to do really is not fight them on it. I think it's just best to be gracious about it, you know, and just say, hey, you know what? I had no idea if you didn't. Or, yeah, you know what? You really inspired me and you're absolutely right. You should get some credit. So, yeah, I think it's just really about being a little bit humble on our parts as creators and being a little bit gracious and just, you know, supporting other makers, really.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that totally makes sense. And I think that's kind of like where I stand on it too. I was telling you before we started recording, Lorena from Dear Lash Love, I was listening to a podcast with her and she was kind of saying like, I'm teaching people, I'm guiding people, like take what I do, copy it, make it better than what I do, like go ahead and copy me. And like, I almost think that that's an interesting stance to take because it's like, you know, Instagram's turning out so much stuff every day that like, you're almost better off to be like, yeah, I did take this. I did learn that from Lorena and I'm going to credit her and I'm going to say, hey, like I learned that from her and then, you know, go from there.
Totally. Yeah, 100%.
An interesting take that you had on this topic, and I'm excited to ask you about this, is how do consumers interpret copying? So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. So when we were talking about this, I was specifically thinking about, you know, people who make things like physical things that you can buy. But then, the conversation opens up and you're like, oh yeah, like, even doing hair a specific way can be considered potentially copying somebody and their style, right? So there's so many facets to it, but I think from a consumer standpoint, I think, there's so many amazing original makers out there, local makers, especially in Calgary, that I personally love to support. I'm pretty passionate about, trying to buy local and support local. I think producers and makers do disclose, their intent and their heart. But I think as consumers, we need to do our due diligence to go out there and find what their intention and their heart is, if that makes sense. So, for example, like kind of understanding and getting to know who we're buying things from, for example. Because I know in the summer there was a little bit of stuff going on with people of color and saying, like our stuff is being stolen by these fast fashion brands that we've created. And, in my mind, like that's not okay. But, just buying from these big box stores that just put out stuff, just for the sake of putting out stuff and selling and getting money. Whereas now I think the focus really has turned a little bit more on local. And so I think as consumers, we need to do our due diligence to really seek out those local people, find their heart, see what they're all about, and take time to learn who we're buying from, if that makes sense, right?
It absolutely
Because then,
does.
yeah, because when you do that, you really not only are you supporting a person, and you're taking the time to understand why they do what they do, but then you're also kind of doing your due diligence to make sure that, they're not stealing their style from anybody. They're not taking somebody's exact copy and putting their name on it, right? They really care about the things that they make. And yeah, I think that's a really cool thing for us to be able to join in and partner in as somebody who's buying stuff.
Totally. Like to go to the smaller businesses before you're going to those big box retailers. 'Cause I mean, yes, you can find the same thing at a small shop and on Amazon, but like the person with the small shop has put most likely their heart and soul and their, hard-earned money into producing this good. And so I think you're right, as a consumer, it's worth it to do our research and to know where we're buying from. Yeah, that's a very interesting point. Well, thank you so much, Carissa, for sharing your insight on copying. I really appreciate your time. Would you be able to tell us where our listeners can find you?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you can find me on Instagram if you want to follow just my kind of life stuff. My Instagram handle is Carissa Brianne. If you want to follow what I'm doing at Streetlight, you can find us on Instagram as well at streetlight.yyc.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Carissa. I hope you have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Heather. Yeah, it's been so nice to just chat about this, and I love that you do this podcast, and it's just so natural, and yeah, it's just so much fun to listen to people's views and ideas, and then kind of like, think about your own views and ideas from that and how you fit into that. And so, yeah, thanks for doing what you do. And I really look forward to hearing this full episode when it comes out.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
I hope you found something valuable in this podcast, either in the conversation with Carissa about makers and consumers and what to expect and what we should look for as consumers, or in my conversation about writing and copywriting, or even just Instagram. I'd love to hear from you. So if you are interested in reaching out, send me a message at the Stylist Diaries podcast on Instagram, or Hey Heather DK on Instagram, or I can be reached via email at thestylistdiariespodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and have a beautiful rest of your day. Thank you for listening. If you like this podcast, please give us a 5-star rating, subscribe, and tell your friends.
You can find me on Instagram at HeyHeatherDK. Until next time, sending love and light your way.